You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Chosen by you. Welcome to the 95BFM Top 10.
Up to start the show off. We know that Irish accent's not too shabby.
It's not. No, like, it's all from Derry Girls, right?
I like Derry Girls.
With the minute we first watched that show back when it came out, you had the accent down instantly.
It's just the one line that Orla says when she's the very first episode, I believe, of Derry Girls.
Yeah.
When she has Aaron's book.
Yeah.
And she's using it for a school report, and she says, "I had to. I'm doing my book report on it."
Yeah.
Great Northern Irish accent.
He mastered it.
I like it. Plenty of onions, plenty of cheese. Welcome to the 95 BFM Top 10. My name's Smash.
I'm Big J.
I'm going on. You're on the top 10. I'm not from Northern Ireland.
I wonder if there's any Northern Irish people listening.
Yeah, any Belfastians, any Northern Irish folks, text in.
How's Smashton's accent? 5395. Let us know.
Probably not great.
Yeah, that was Kneecap featuring
Subfocus.
Subfocus.
Very
yes.
cool song.
Yeah.
Hadn't heard that one. You said, I need to find another.
It's very Duff Duff, right?
Yeah, it is Duff Duff. But we have very nice big speakers here in the studio.
Yeah.
Me and Jack were locked in the conversation. Jack said, well, we got to hear this. And
we came in,
we're like, oh, yeah.
Yep.
Delicious. You know what else is delicious?
What?
Next 10 songs.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing but heaters, nothing but bangers here on the 95 BFM Top 10 as voted by
you.
Nice.
Not you smashed him, the listeners.
Yes, the listeners. I pointed at Jack Whitten and he got it. We're pretty onto it, eh?
Yeah.
Our brains are functioning.
Yeah.
Most of the
today,
time.
We're sharing brains today.
True dat. Got the brain cell. Normally we also share our brain cell with Millie from Breakfast.
Yeah.
But she's pretty onto it.
Yeah.
So we've kind of had to step aside and develop our own.
Yeah. Well, we have got a wonderful show coming up for you.
Yes, we do.
Tonight. Text in 53995 if you want to get in contact. Let's kick it off.
Yeah.
Number 10.
Kicking us off. I believe it's a debutante.
It is a debutante.
Yeah.
How good. It's an artist we've seen many a time on the 95 BFM Top 10. It is Thea with Holy War.
You're on the B.
Stick around.
Should probably have the volume up too.
That is pretty good to hear the music.
Is it often what to me or given one mine? Is it often what to me or given one mine? My country, she burns, it's a holy war. We cannot return where we were before. Let us look above to the parting skies. Look upon the face of our Jesus Christ. They shall be ashamed, like trees with bitter fruit. Enemies will crumble, still we remain true. My country, she burns, it's a holy war. We cannot return.
Thea.
Yeah.
Spooky vibe.
Yeah.
Spooky, spooky. Very cool song. Welcome. Very cool song.
Welcome back to the 95 BFM Top 10 with Big J.
Let's smash it.
We're just going to power through.
Sounds
this
good.
Next one, I think.
Power it up.
Yeah. Number 9.
Hey, the real ones know. Number 9 this week, it was last week's number 2, and I think the week before that, it was number 1.
How good. 3 weeks in a row on the top 10. Great stuff. And that's great stuff from a great song, from a great artist.
Yeah.
I'm Amelia.
Yes.
With Summer Long, 4 minutes and 16 seconds of just greatness.
Yep.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy.
We'll be right back.
Oh. Summer Long.
Ah, I'm Amelia.
I'm Amelia. Jinx. Yeah,
buy me a Ferrari.
Okay. We'll stop at the dealership after the show.
I'll just put it on my tab. That song, what a tune.
Yeah, you're saying it was kind of little Big Planet vibes. Big, PlayStation 3 vibes, right?
Sort of platformer game. Yeah. Reminded me of sitting on the couch at a friend's house.
Yep, with your popcorn, 2 minute noodles, Cheerios, the sausages.
Oh, man. That's what I love about being an adult and having free will.
Oh, I know. You can eat kids' food and no one judges you.
Nah, especially Cheerios. I think Cheerios is special.
Whoever invented Cheerios was a genius, right?
Fantastic. I mean, they're just little saveloys. Like, yeah. And shoshik.
Dip them in a big pot of tomato sauce.
Bless my mother. I love my mum. She used to put the sauce. She loves to keep the Cheerios in the pot so they stay warm.
Yep.
They're just perpetually wet.
Yeah.
Not my jam. Especially putting them in the sauce. They're all like, all the sauce slides off.
Yeah. Oh, twisties?
Twist like the, oh yeah, they're fine.
Yeah. Yum. Yeah.
Not Cheetos. What's Cheezles? Cheezles are great.
Get your fingers all orange.
5395. Got a bone to pick with Eater. Bring back Scoff barbecue chips.
Yes.
It's just something. Number eight.
Number eight.
It's a debutante.
It is. It's an artist we've never had on the top 10 in our tenure, but it's got a pretty meanage feature on it.
Yeah.
It's Nightmares on Wax.
Yeah.
Holding On featuring Lady Six. I'm excited to hear this one.
We've had Lady Six before, but never Nightmares on Wax. No. Stay with us. We're here for another 45 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
I don't want to leave their house all day. Broken heart's been filling up the space. I can't see the forest for the trees. I've lost you and I lose me. Things have never been this way before. The silence kills its murder on the floor. Everything is falling into place. Leave me, I leave you. I don't want it any other way. There is nothing more I have to say. Everything's falling into place. Leave me, I leave you. Could have been forever, but you walked away. Could have been good, but I couldn't stay. We should have worked, but too hard to live. Had to maintain, I let it work through. Could have been good, but I couldn't stay. Could have been good, but you walked away. We should have worked, but too hard to live. Hard to maintain, not like it was good. I'm holding on, going up, letting go. You'll never see me again. Confusion, out of it, so out of it. Things have never been this way before. There is nothing more for me to say. Silence kills its murder every day.
Nightmare. Whoa, hello. Wow, Nightmare's on wax. Yes. Holding On, featuring Lady Six.
Yes.
I wrongly anticipated the time that Jack was going to turn the mic on, but that's all right, we got there.
Listening at home.
No, I'm just going to fight.
See, I was holding off because I thought you were going to let the microphone go.
Now, see, I can say, yeah, I'm currently holding the microphone because if I let it go, then it moves away. And I could always move my seat forward, but why would I do that?
Yeah.
It's just crazy.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to hold it until we stop talking.
Yep. Get the
Number 7.
You know what I wish we had? Molly, if you're listening, I know you listen. Molly, can we get like effects in here?
Oh, I want a sound. Well, we've got a soundboard, but I want a physical soundboard, you know, where we can do some reverb.
Yeah, reverb and some like that. You know that like toy?
Yeah.
Get that vocal effect on there.
I feel like this is a question for Rick Breeze.
Rick Breeze, if you're listening. Molly, if you're listening. Or 5395, what sort of vocal effects do you want to hear? Maybe the mute button, eh?
Yeah. Or the chipmunk sound effect. Anyway, I've skipped ahead.
Debutante! Back to back, how good. Oh My Albertine by Hemi Hemingway featuring Vera Ellen.
Two legendary artists. Yeah, powerhouse. You. Stay with us. You're on the top 10. The amazing Hemi Hemingway and Vera Allen.
That was gorgeous.
Two amazing artists.
I wish I could hear that again for the first time.
Yeah.
That would have been me about four minutes ago. But
that was, I was crying. I was crying.
You're crying. Yeah. Crying internally. No, that's a beautiful song. Yeah. I'd love to write music like that.
Yep.
We play in Late to Chelsea. We play in a fun little punk band. Couldn't be further from that. But hey, Hemi Hemingway, what a song. Yeah. Beautiful stuff. What a way for number seven to be it.
Number six.
Straight into it. This one was last week's number 10, so promotion time.
Yes, big
three.
Promotion too.
Oh, good. Jumping up the ladder of the ranks. Elliot and Vincent with Month of May. As we approach December.
Yeah, we've got a bit of a break after this. And then I reckon a DJ choice. We've got enough time for that too. So don't go anywhere. Stay with us.
Gentlemen, this is Democracy Manifest.
BFM.
Hey, after anything special today?
Yeah, Mum gave me a list. Okay, peaches?
Great choice. We've got teachers of peaches.
Bread?
The now playing vinyl is good.
Chicken?
Headless?
Pumpkin?
Smashing? Wait, is this a grocery list?
Nah, can't be. Got any hot chocolate?
Flying Out, your friendly local record store off Karangahape Road, stocking the best new releases and reissues on vinyl with frequent in-stores and free shipping on orders over $70. 80 Pitt Street or online at flyingout.co.nz.
You're all just so sensible now. Well, where is all the silliness gone? It's just sad.
Jason, we can't explode cow poos again. Mike's eye is still messed up.
Boring!
Basement Theatre has a cure to all silly deficiencies. It's silly season. Over 8 days this December, Basement Theatre will host an extravaganza of hot, naughty, fun, and lively events with up to 5 shows every night. Silly season at Basement Theatre, December 4th till the 13th. Find the full program at basementtheatre.co.nz.
Would you like a decibel wine?
Sorry, excuse me?
A decibel wine.
A little louder, please.
Would you like a decibel wine?
Oh, yeah, delicious.
Did you say decibel wine?
Oh, yes, please.
4 for me.
Decibel Wines, a counterculture winery with a delicious tipple for every palate. Get one for your next dinner, celebration, night at home, picnic, band practice, trip. Decibel Wines. Check out the selection at decibelwines.com.
And spray-free.
Hear that? That's the good stuff. Straight from Eden's Box. Real, organic produce delivered to your door every week. Yay! Imagine all that goodness straight from New Zealand farms to your kitchen and you barely had to do anything.
Eden's Box. Organic, made easy. Get 25% off your first box with code BFM. To order or to find out more, visit edensbox.nz.
G'day, Vera here. I'm just sitting here on the wall, thinking about all that I've seen at Verona over the years. First kisses, wild nights, and my fair share of mochaccinos, Dal. Ugh, I've been a fly on the wall for all of it. Buzzer, yay.
Verona Cafe and Bar, 169 K Road, where it's always been. Check out what's happening on Instagram at verona.kroad or just pop in for a drink and a pizza and make some memories. Verona Cafe and Bar, the heart of Karangahape Road since 92.
The 95 BFM Top 10.
Undertones, yes. Teenage Kicks. Got a caller who originates from Derry, Northern Ireland. Sounded out his favourite band of all time was the Undertones. Sorry, I didn't catch your name, but you also had a great little tidbit about DJ John Peel, who said that song was his all-time favourite song. So we called out for a caller from Northern Ireland and we got one. Thank you so much for your call. Hope you enjoyed that tune, because we did.
Number five.
Number five. This is a returning song. that was on last week. It was last week's number 7, this week's number 5. So climbing through the ranks.
Hop, skip, and even a jump.
Yeah.
Sport Town Babies. No, Spider Town Baby.
Yes.
I said that last week, dude.
Yeah.
Spider Town Baby.
It's because on our screen there's a yellow line through the D. True. And so it looks like Sport Town Baby.
True, it's Spider Town Baby, though. Back to Cell featuring Jana. What a tune. You're on the booth.
Spider Town Baby, Back to Self with Jana. You're on the 95 BFM Top 10 with Big J and Smashton. It is 7:40-ish, 10 seconds away.
Yes, and by the time that we'll probably finish the sentence where we go to describing the next song, kind of how we do it, it will be 7:40, which, you know, I'm just going to keep waffling on for another 2 or 3 minutes.
7:40. I didn't mean to.
No, it's okay.
Cut you off
it
there.
It was for the best. Yeah. I wasn't really saying anything. 7:40 on the dot plus 7 seconds. We have a debutante.
Yes, and this is an artist that we just adore.
Oh, 100%. We've been fortunate enough to play with them, and we've been fortunate enough to have them on our top 10 lists prior, and it's great to see them with a triumphant return. Your number 4 for this week is what, Jack?
It is the legendary CCTV with Watch. You're on the 95 BFM Top 10. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Sit down, watch out, Look out as it all falls to pieces. Head down, burnt out, stuck in a town I want out of. Eyes hurt, preaching. Men in the suits make their pieces. Seems like I can't do anything but watch.
That song ended a little bit more abruptly than we were planning on.
But hey, it had a bass intro, so I'm good. I'm happy with a bass intro. There's some things, we've talked about this on the show before. There's some things that just, you know, well, immediately, if I hear it in a song, I'm good.
Yeah.
And two of them, definitely, for me. Not three of them. I've got the three.
Okay,
bass intro.
Yep.
Good bass solo.
Yep.
Flute.
Yeah.
And I'm happy.
Yeah?
I'm happy.
What about feedback?
Oh, yeah, that's good. That's an honorable mention.
Do you reckon starting a song with a good bit of is good?
Yeah, heck yeah.
Yeah.
I think if the song is real raucous afterwards.
Yeah.
But if it ends raucous and has a big feedback, 100%.
Yep.
Hey, big shout out Molly, new PD. She texted in last week saying there's feedback coming through the headphones. And we were trying to figure out why that was.
Yep. And we learned.
And we learned how
we just,
good.
We just had the volume too high.
Educational moments on the BFM. Yay.
Number three
this week. It's a debutante from...
Speaking of feedback.
Yeah.
This is going to be fuzztastic. Yeah. This has another honorable mention. Maybe top five for me. Fuzz. Anything fuzzy? Delicious.
Yeah.
Well, I'm very picky about fuzz. We had a bit of a music nerd chat last week about guitar speaker cabs and solid state versus tube. Yeah. I should have clarified as well. I said I prefer solid state over tube. I'm a bass player, and that's what I meant.
Oh.
Yeah. I love guitar tube amps. I feel like we forgot to distinguish that. Jack's a guitar player, I'm a bass player.
That completely changes the whole argument. Yeah. We're going to have to debate this.
But yes, anyway, I love a bit of fuzz, but I'm very picky about a fuzz sound. But I love some good Kiwi fuzziness. Earth Tone, Dungeon Vision is your number three. Put your seatbelts on, even if you're not in your car. This one's going to be a wild ride.
Stone walls 10 feet high.
Oh, yeah.
I just want to pick up a longsword.
Yeah, and fight some
And go dungeon creatures. Crawling, fight some skeletons, fight some goblins.
Yeah, 100%. And be, like, ripped as...
Super ripped,
basically
clad in armor.
He-Man with the shit.
Yeah, with the haircut, too.
Yeah, 100% got to have the trim.
Yeah.
100%. You know, that fuzzy sound... I said earlier, I'm fussy about fuzz.
You're fuzzy. You're fuzzy.
Fuzzy. That is a hell of a tone. I was lucky enough to catch Earth Tongue when they did their Under the Radar session a couple of years back, and Gussie has a cool guitar rig.
I saw them at Idols too.
Yes, true. That was fire. That was such a good show. But that sound reminds me of, like, if you, instead of plugging your guitar into a big Marshall stack or whatever they're plugging it into, it's like plugging it into a fork and then plugging it into the wall.
Yep.
And that circuit comes through and that's just what comes out.
Yeah.
So good. So good.
We are on the 95 BFM Top 10. We are in the big part of the show. Yeah, these are where the big songs are announced, and we've got a personal favourite of ours up next.
Yes.
Number two.
They were last week number one, and they were actually in the building.
Yes,
as it was announced.
Very, very cool.
Which has happened a surprising amount of times for us.
Our very first show, as we were announcing that Greco-Romance were number one.
Greco-Romance walks into the room,
into the studio, because they were featuring with Taylor on Freak the Sheep, which is very cool.
When Dick Move won it the other week.
Yeah, that's right. Lucy was up here to do Freak the Sheep with Taylor, vocalist Lucy.
Yeah,
and they won number. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
But hey, at least I think Max is still here.
Yeah.
Castle Garden, I Know You is your number two for this week. Number one coming in hot.
Very hot, yes. Very hot. Mm. Stay with us. You're on the 95 BFM Top 10. We'll be right back.
Mayonnaise is spicy.
Like this.
healthy. Oh, a little bitrate fuzz at the end of that. How good?
Yeah.
How good. I know you, Castle Garden, is your number two. Hey, I was talking to Max earlier. He got himself a new cool fuzz pedal.
Yeah.
Big shout out, Big Noise. And we've got down in the South Island with a cool fuzz pedal. Now you can get him down at Go Cooler.
Yeah.
Which is cool. Have you been there yet?
No.
You should go. It's a great music shop.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Hey. Oh! Ooh, ooh.
Forgot to do it this week.
We were lost in the conversation.
Yeah. Well, you know what it means when this music plays if you are a regular listener of the show.
That means we are going to do a full script read-through of the Rocky films in our best Sylvester Stallone accent, but it's Sylvester Stallone in Tulsa King.
So not in Rocky.
Not in Rocky, so add 30 years to it. Actually, Tulsa King, great show.
Yeah.
I actually really like it.
I haven't seen it.
It's good.
Yeah.
One of the ones where I was absolutely out of things to do, and I was like...
Yeah. And you got hooked?
But I was pleasantly surprised.
Yeah.
I'm a big gangster show guy, so that was it for me. But hey, you know what else is gangster?
What?
The last 9 songs that have played.
Yeah.
How good.
Yeah.
Fantastic stuff. We had some debutantes, we had some reoccurrences, but all of them were fantastic.
Yeah.
We've genuinely never had a top 10 with any bad songs.
Yeah.
And that's for the right reasons. Because you, the BFM listener, you're a good bunch.
You know, you guys have good taste.
Which is great.
Excellent taste.
Makes us
one
look
might
like
say.
We know what we're doing.
Yeah.
Which we do most of the time. We just talk.
Yeah.
It's quite interesting. Sometimes I'll forget my headphones and I won't have the music in the background. I won't be able to hear Jack's voice, and it's just like crazy work. If you ever talk to yourself at like regular speaking volume in your room, give it a go. It's a pretty crazy experience. Hey, if you want to vote next week, 5395, voting opens at 8 p.m. on the dot. Text your favorite song and artist you've heard on BFM through to 5395. Or, Jack, how can the listeners vote
You can
online?
Head to 95bfm.com/vote. It's pretty self-explanatory what you need to do from there.
Mm. Pop your email in, pop your favourite song and listener on there, and vote away. But hey, big important information, one vote per phone number.
Yes.
So if you're an artist and you want to get your song on the top 10 or on the BFM playlist, submit your songs online and get your mates to text in, because, hey, we love the dedication to texting, but we only count one number per text and one vote per email.
Yes.
So, very important bit of information there. Hey, Freak the Sheep up next, but before that, a very, very important thing.
Oh, yeah! Number one this week, it is a debutante song.
It is not. It was last week's number 5.
It was. Never mind.
It has climbed up the rankings.
Yes, big
number
jump.
Number one for this week. I recall this artist being number one before, but not for some time.
Yeah.
It's definitely been on the top 10 before.
Yep.
But a potential number one debut?
Potential.
AW with the same. Congratulations on that. What a tune. 2 minutes of just awesomeness.
Yep.
What a song. Hey, we'll be back next week. Freak the Sheep up next with either Chris or Taylor. You'll find out. We may get here.
We don't even know.
No, we don't.
Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back same time next week.
Yes. See you then.
See you then.
Ow.
95 BFM Top 10. Vote online at 95bfm.com/vote.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. Support 95 BFM with a B card. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.